John from Hubertus. How you doing, John?
Hey, John.
All right. Hi, guys.
You got any polling data for me, John? Sorry to call you Chuck.
What's that?
I just got your name wrong, John. I do that with some frequency. Let's move on. Let's pretend like I called you John the first time.
I just want to give you a perspective, my perspective. I worked 48 years, and 43 of them were union. And I'm telling you, the people we ever had to stand up for us was the Democrats. That's all gone away now. And the
John, I'm so sorry, man. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Can you please give us a call back at 844-967-2789? Your phone is terrible, John. I apologize.
Try us again, John.
844-967-2789.
Love to hear what he has to say.
Yes. We'll give you the rare doubleheader. You've been invoked, John. Just dial us again. Yes.
I just wanted to correct an earlier statement. Tony texted in and said he made that up about the offspring. So, good for me. I got completely screwed.
Well,
I should you got never, T-boned.
I got T-boned, and I should never, ever, ever Tony. Trust anybody who's on a text. That's where George comes from.
Come on, Tony.
Once upon a time, I saw an article, and it was tantalizing. It said that Tim Tebow, who, you know, football player, I think he's trying to play tight end now, played in the NFL, played in minor league baseball, and most famously is the praying guy. He does sort of the thinker
prayer.
Very
Christian-y on the field.
Very Christian-y. And, you know, he was a hell of a quarterback on the college level, and he's a hell of a leader and an admirable guy. But I saw an article that said he had gotten caught and arrested for prostitution.
Or something like behind a dumpster.
In Florida. Something like that. And I so wanted it to be
like,
true.
What?
I read the article, and then... You know, I found like some other reprint of the same article. I'm like, well, I've got it from two sources. And then I published it on our Facebook page, and then we talked about it. And then I had to take it all back. Yes. I got T-boned.
You got T-boned. Never get T-boned, man.
Now Fancy Brian knows exactly how it feels.
But
feels so stupid.
The good news is if and when, so rarely that it happens, if and when, what do? We address it.
We move on quickly.
And then we move on quickly.
844-967-2789. Moving on from Fancy Brian being T-bowed. Darren, how you doing, Darren? What do you got for us?
Hey, Darren.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir.
It just makes me laugh out loud when I see Rick DeSantis down in Florida talking all tough and stuff. It's like, it just boggles my mind. You don't see any of these Democrats talking the way that these Democrats do at all. You know, like, they're just, the chauvinism is, it's just beyond to a point where you have these rich white guys and I don't know, man. It's just ridiculous. You see them on TV, I just laugh. I think of, like, God.
They're like the peacocks strutting around, you know, like they're saying all the right, you know, patriot words to keep their base agitated, right? And they got all their fancy colors, you know, keeping the shiny objectism going.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, what they're trying to do, this virus has become totally political, and they're gonna try to, you know, make the most of it, because if it goes to hell. Everything goes to you know, everything goes down, then it's, Biden was the president, so it's got to fall on the Democrats.
Right.
You know, and it's like, just that whole ideology of it, it's going to end us.
Well, it very well might, or it could catapult Ron DeSantis into the presidency.
Oh, God.
Come back. We've got some senatorial polling, more devil's advocates.
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate. T-Bone!
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, Dom and Crute are the devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Don't call it a comeback. We've been here for years. You can join us. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up. Toll-free talk or text, but be truthful. 844-967-2789.
Ladies love cool Domino.
It's already taken, man.
Well, not the Dominic part. LL Cool D.
Come on.
You could pull it off.
That's too close.
LL Cool P?
Shh. Nobody knows.
He wears Adidas knockoffs and stuff.
Right. A gold-plated chain.
844-967-2789. Crudy, as mentioned, you teased it, some polling. And here is what we found from
wispolitics.com.
Jeff Mayers, the proprietor over at Wispolitics, working on getting him on the show sometime next week. It's been too long. I look forward to getting updated with Jeff. But in the meantime, here's what Wispolitics has to say. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes led his party rivals for U.S. Senate among Dem primary voters in Milwaukee County. In Milwaukee County.
So, a horse race in Milwaukee being polled.
According to a new poll commissioned by Milwaukee Works, Inc., 39% of respondents said they backed Barnes, the former Milwaukee lawmaker who got into the race last month. State Senator Chris Larson, also a Democrat from Milwaukee, our guest yesterday, was backed by 15%. They were the only two to crack double digits of the eight candidates listed in the poll.
What? What about the... the wealthy guy's son, Alex Lazary.
Okay, so here's the breakdown. Dr. Jillian Bettino, backed by 5% of respondents. Again, this is in Milwaukee County only.
Now, I'm working on scheduling her. She's the Wausau radiologist, but we've been in contact with the campaign.
Our former guest and the person to whom you refer, Crudy, Alex Lazary, the Milwaukee Bucks exec who's on leave, he polled at 4%.
Damn.
Not great. Milwaukee Alderman Shantia Lewis and State Treasurer Godlewski were both supported by 3%. Outagamie County exec Tom Nelson was at 2%. And Millennial Action Project founder Stephen Alacara, who has formed an exploratory committee, not formally in a race, was at 0%.
Sort of down there in the Scott Walker numbers.
Let's see. But 29% of those surveyed said they were undecided as to which candidate to back in the crowded field. For the August 2022 primary. But now let's also remember, as our guest yesterday, he pulled out of the race, right? And he was the second highest polled. Senator Chris Larson was pulling at 15%. Now, he has now endorsed
Mandela Barnes.
So I'm not saying that all that support goes over to Mandela Barnes, but perhaps some of it would. And Mandela Barnes leading the field at 39%. Throw another 15%, he's way ahead in Milwaukee County.
Well, certainly, if Mandela Barnes pulls more than 50% support out of Milwaukee, in probability, he is your next, at least your nominee, your senatorial nominee from the Democratic side. I mean, but that's a big reach. I think the reasons that people like Chris Larson, the progressive roots, he's a good guy. And I think eventually he will hold some form of higher elective office here in the state of Wisconsin. This not his cycle. Chris told us yesterday, running for re-election as a state senator.
Well, being a state senator is no slouch.
But no, I'm not diminishing the role whatsoever. But Chris was a progressive. He was in the same lane as some others, guys like Tom Nelson, perhaps. Tom trying to play his progressive roots. Tom out there on the road all around the state, not just in Milwaukee.
The full Nelson, baby.
Doing the full Nelson tour, 72 counties. What, they call that in Iowa, the full Grassley?
So is he, gotta find out when he's coming to Dane County, man. Get him in the studio.
I have offered as much. What do you think? First time I ever tried to book a senatorial guest?
I know, it's been a while, man.
I don't book him like I used to. You know, I stay busy around here. So anyways, Tom, I don't know. A, it's very, very early. B, Mandela, obviously, he's the lieutenant governor. He's probably got the highest name recognition in the field. Little disappointing, you know, Chris Larson polling 15% and pulls out of the race the very next day. So,
but again, but Milwaukee County, and these are known commodities in Milwaukee County. Certainly, if you'd polled Outagamie County, Tom Nelson probably be up there a little bit better. You poll Eau Claire County,
yeah,
Godlewski's probably looking pretty good. But the media market size is really what matters here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you talk about 20% of all the Democratic voters in the state of Wisconsin coming out of Milwaukee County, well, it gets to be a big number.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the broader media market, including, you know, like Waukesha County and the Wow counties into that broader media marketplace, well, yeah, I think Mandela's got to be feeling pretty good. He's got the momentum into the race. I guess if there's a underwhelming candidate in the polling so far, at least in Milwaukee, it's Alex Lazary. He doesn't seemingly, he's not garnering any of the positive, the good feeling from the Milwaukee Bucks World Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you think
some of that goodwill should rub off on the guy.
You should get a little positive glom, right? So he obviously has financial resources. Lazary has demonstrated he is currently the most prolific fundraiser. So anyways, he's got, what, like $1 million so far? Raising like $1.25 million? Godlewski, now she's not as well known in the Milwaukee marketplace.
But still a statewide position, a state treasurer.
So no doubt. Yeah. Godlewski, obviously her campaign would have liked to have seen her polling higher in Milwaukee County. Now, she is not known for her association in Milwaukee. Obviously, Larson is, Mandela is, Lazary is. I forget, who is the alder person that just jumped into the race as well? I thought that she was polled.
Milwaukee Alderman Shantia Lewis.
Yeah, now she's in the polling. Did she pull a percentage?
At 3%, same as Godlewski.
Yeah, so, I mean, not bad for an alder. Obviously, more name recognition on the street in Milwaukee than perhaps Sarah Godlewski has. I like Sarah a lot. Everyone that listens to the show knows that I'm quite impressed with her as a candidate. And Mandela, man, he's been a buddy of ours for a long time. Obviously, he's got the momentum in the race currently. But, you know, you're about a year away from your primary.
And I like Congressman Pocan's analogy. It's basically like dog years. It's like 7 years away. We have a long way to go to get from here to there.
And all we expect of you, our fair audience, between now and then, just 3 hours a day.
Just three a day.
Or like 21 hours in dog in dog years. You know, you're going to have to listen to Earl and Matt Flynn and all the fine shows here.
Well, why wouldn't you? What else are you
going
to do?
Native Roots Radio going live from Madison tonight. We got Robert Pilot in town as well. Thank you to our fine guest, Mark Pocan. Damn it, who else do we have? Oh, we were supposed to have Robert. We'll bring him in studio another time soon. But Earl is next. Robert Pilot. The rest of you folks, have a great night. Keep it locked right here. 21 hours a day. We'll let you sleep for three.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
No religion, no anything. Hurt the Bible, hurt God.
Sinner.
Oh, God.